I'll just say my name is Kay, and this event took place in 1987. I went to my mother's house one evening, and I just decided to look out the back window. And to the far left, I noticed an object in the sky. It looked like a star at first, but it was moving in odd directions. It looked like it was jumping up and down, and then it would move from side to side, and it had different colors. There was blue and red and green and yellow, and the colors fluctuated on and off. I then studied it for a while just to make sure I was seeing right, and then I asked my mother to come and look. And she studied it for a while, and she said, "Oh, that's not a star." And I said, "Well, I didn't think so either." So then we were studying these lights, if you want to call them that, like several days. And then we started to see, like, I would call it the Sominix ball, only it was orange. And it would bounce up and down like the Sominix ball on the commercial. And then sometimes there was more than one. There was three of them. And they were bouncing up and down. And sometimes they would shoot off in different directions. And then one time, another night, I seen this orange ball, and it hovered at a farther distance from me. And then at one point it stopped. And then it started slowly going down. Down, 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 until it almost reached the ground, and then it disappeared. Then another night of observation. My mom and I were looking out the back window again, and we seen this strange white mist coming down. It was very odd because it had form, and it just kept coming down, down, down. But we observed many strange sightings for at least 2 weeks. And I could say that they were not of this world. But also in 1987, one morning my husband and I were late for work. And I looked out the passenger side door. And hovering above an apartment building was this massive disc. It was a dull gray. And it was just huge. I couldn't get over it. The first thing that I thought of is that we're being invaded. That morning was light out. And here it was, real as life, right there before me. And I asked my husband to stop, but we were in a hurry, and he says, "No, no, I'm not stopping. We got to get to work. We're late." So I just kept looking back. I just couldn't get over it. I was in awe. And all that day, I felt very excited about something. I can't figure out what I was excited about. But I was in anticipation of something. And that's all I can say about that event. But there was another time in 1991, a place where I lived, and there was only two houses on our street, and it was very dark. But one night, my husband and I went to bed about 11 o'clock, and I started to have a dream. And all of a sudden, I was in this white room. and I couldn't see out the side vision of my eyes. It was like I had tunnel vision. And just all of a sudden, I'm on this table, and I'm strapped down. And I just keep saying, I keep struggling, and I keep on saying, well, why are you doing this? And I just keep on crying and struggling. And I guess I was told in my dream to look over. So I looked over to the left of me, and there was this little girl behind a window. And she was looking at me, and her head was going slowly to each side, moving slowly to each side. And I said, you can't take her away from me. You can't do this. I can't have this. You can't do this to me. And I started to really start to get angry and started to fight. And I seem to believe in the dream somebody said to me, well, she's yours, and you can name her. Almost like they said this to me to comfort me. And I also seem to think somebody told me that I would see her again and that she'll be okay. And I named her Abby. This dream is just so real to me. I will never forget it. And I don't know what to believe about it. I'm just very I can't get the dream out of my head, and whenever I talk about it, I get annoyed. I should say that the little girl was very thin. She looked like a 2-year-old little girl. Her hair was pearly white, and it looked as if it was all at different lengths, and it also looked like somebody just grabbed chunks of her hair in the palms of their hands in different spots, and it stood up in that position. It almost seemed to me that if I had touched her hair, it would fall out. It would just all fall out. She was wearing an opal little outfit, just draped over her body. Her arms and her legs were thin. Her features on her face were very tiny, except for her eyes. Her eyes were big, and they were blue in color. For me to remember this dream so clear, and yet have feeling about the dream when I talk about it, to have feeling about the little girl, and not to forget her, and just keep on thinking about her, it's just, it just boggles my mind. Then, after, I just remember saying, can I hold her? And I don't remember the answer, but then all of a sudden I woke up. And I'm struggling as I'm waking up. I can feel my body lashing out. And me crying. I'm crying so much. And my husband's laying right beside me, and he can't hear nothing. And I've woken up, and I don't know what I'm lashing out at. And I don't know what I'm crying about. So pathetically about. And that's all I can say. And on the whole subject. Thank you.